Hey, Boo Peeps. I guess I haven't done one of these since PAX. Just incredibly frustrated. You've been following me from Twitter. I also mentioned it on H-Bomb and Friends, as well as the Podcast 64 that I still need to edit. As well as on Twitter. That I had ordered Mario Kart 8 through ToysRUs.com because of their 40% discount off of an additional title. Apparently, they didn't even ship Mario Kart until Friday. So, I've been waiting. At one point, I thought I wasn't even going to get it today because tracking was saying it was coming tomorrow. So, it came today, and I tried it out. The damn disc won't read. I tried everything on Nintendo's website. I even called Nintendo. We got that ball in motion, but they're saying, once I finally get it sent off, 2 to 3 weeks. Damn! I've already waited almost a week, and they're saying it's 2 to 3 more? God fucking damn it! I'm not happy. I am so not happy. It's just bad luck, that's all. There's nothing I can do, and that just pisses me off. I'm completely powerless, and I'm completely frustrated. So, in addition to Nintendo, I've gone back, sent email to ToysRUs.com seeing if there's anything they can do to help me. I think the fastest thing if Toys R Us will do it, allow it, is bring it in with a receipt and do an in-store exchange. I hope. Otherwise, I'd have to send it to them. Send it to Nintendo. I think I'd probably take my chances with Nintendo. But we'll see what Toys R Us has to say. And I'm just so pissed off. I'm just so freaking pissed off right now. It's just... Oh, man. On a sad note, going from frustrated to sad, found out today would have been Ryan Davis's 35th birthday. Yeah, quite sad. I mean, I'm glad I got the chance to meet him back in 2012. Seemed like a really nice guy. And I loved his work on Giant Bomb. And wait, people talk, I believe it was something John Drake said, that he just had a way of bringing people together. And that is something I've strived to do. Via CBG and H-Bomb and Friends, especially H-Bomb and Friends, just try to use it as a vehicle to bring people together. It helped bring John Anderson and Alex O'Neill together. more or less, But, yeah. And, I mean, there was a tweet a few days ago from Ryan's widow, Anna, saying that things are going to be tough between his birthday, their anniversary, and anniversary of his death. All coming up in the matter of matter of the next couple weeks. I told her all the internet hugs. So yeah, definitely be thinking about her in the next few weeks. Her and the folks at Giant Bomb. Which, man, that place has changed a lot just over the past year. I mean, not only with Ryan's passing, but Patrick moving to Chicago. And now Vinny moving to New York. Definitely some changing in chemistry. I mean, I do like the addition of Drew as a full-time member of the Bombcast. I like that they've given him a bigger role. And who knows, maybe with Vinny gone, we're going to see more of Matt Rory. I don't know. Or maybe they're bringing in new folks. But yeah. So yeah, I'm facing an entire month without Mario Kart, something that could have been avoided if I had just bought the damn thing digitally. Or if I would have just made a trip into town to Toys R Us, which turns out that day, that Friday, I did anyway. No plans, just... I had no idea we were going to do Chuck E. Cheese that day, and that my mom needed to pick up a baby gift at Toys R Us, which is just across the street. You know, if I would have gotten Mario Kart right then and there, this wouldn't have happened. Or if I would have just skipped the 40% off game, which, by the way, Rayman Legends, not too bad. Yeah, that was my 40% off game. But, yeah, if I would have just skipped that. Damn it, Nintendo. Okay. I think I'm just rambling in frustration here. So, that's it. Catch you later.